Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
He kicked the wrong one.
Oh, yes, he did. And I am so hoping that more parents stand up and start speaking out, because this is ridiculous. You guys, we have a choice. Parents, we have a choice. He is not giving us that choice. Superintendents are working hard for us, and something has got to be done. He is not listening to anybody. Sam Page has got to go.
One of the angry parents I talked to yesterday at the March for Kids, County Councilman Mark Harder, was there as well. Mark, how are you? Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Mark. How's the pig futures?
Hey, things are going well, brother. Glad to get you up so early in the morning so we can get to work sooner on correcting Sam Page's mistakes.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to try. You're going to try tonight. You've got a resolution. Normally those aren't binding, but what the power that would mean if you could get a majority of that council tonight to agree to it would be incredible.
It would be, and that's what we're trying to achieve here. Is we've created a resolution that will cover a lot of bases, both in trying to open the schools and starting with the younger grades first, and trying to open up the sports for those kids as well for the fall. So the resolution hopefully will try to accomplish both. And if you've read it, it shows that, you know, we've got our background of why these schools should be open and why fall sports should be conducted right now.
Yeah, and you're co-sponsoring this with Tim Fitch. And you just need one of the four Democrats on council to vote with you, correct?
Correct. We need four votes to make this into a binding resolution. So we're hoping that one of the Democrats will go with us on this, and we'll go from there. But I think it spells out a good argument to open up these schools as well as the fall sports. And hopefully we can get these kids back in the classroom.
Right. Sam Page could choose to ignore that, couldn't he? I mean, I know there's another ordinance tonight that I believe Fitch is going to introduce that would have a little more ability to control Sam Page if he ignores this resolution, correct?
You're right. And we've got two other bills, bill number 175 and 176, that will be introduced tonight. They've been on the agenda for a while, and we were modifying them a little bit and reintroducing them as a sub bill. And those would curtail some of the power that Sam Page has if he doesn't veto it. Now, he can do that as well, but we hope that he won't. And if we can get four votes on that one as well, we can get those implemented and rein in some of these the guidelines and power that Sam Page has.
Mark, this is frustrating. We don't know what's going to happen. Whatever happens, Sam Page doesn't seem to be backing off one iota. What do people need to do who are listening to me this morning? I mean, clearly people in your district and Fitch's district and Trakas's district are covered, but the people who are represented by one of these Democrats need to get on the phones and let their voices be heard today.
Yes, they do. And they need to send emails to these people, and they just need to keep the pressure up that they need to be heard. The kids need to be heard. These kids need to be back in school. They need to be back playing sports the way every other fall sports has been conducted. And we've got to keep the pressure on. And I believe there's a rally tomorrow as well. And we just got to keep the pressure on throughout the region to make some of these things stick.
Yeah, I hope we get it done. Listen, I appreciate your efforts, and we'll be watching tonight. Thank you, Mark.
Sounds good. Now, actually, the meeting is at 1 o'clock today. It's not a nighttime meeting. And if somebody wants to send in comments, they can. They have to send it in to consolecomments@stlouisco.com. And those comments have to be in by 12 noon today to be read into the meeting at 1 o'clock.
Good to know. District 7 Councilman Mark Carter, thanks.
Okay, let's hear from people.
Yep, let's hear it. Appreciate that. 1 o'clock today. Comments have to be in by noon. Let them know how you feel.
Get more at 971talk.com.